So we're back with 10 minutes of Talmud, and today we will consider the 7-day mourning period and some beyond. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kitchanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. We're in Yerushalmi Moed Katan, Chapter 3, Halacha 5. If you're in the Schottenstein, that's 17b1. And last time we had this discussion of where you might get this 7-day mourning period. And we talked about the case of Miriam in the book of Numbers, where she and Aaron both scold Moses, and Miriam comes down with a very specialized case of leprosy. Okay, now this leprosy, Mitzvah Kashaleg, happens only twice in Torah. Okay, and it is a leprosy that you get only when you challenge authority. So when Moses is at the burning bush, and God tells him, hey, I have a job for you to do. And Moses says, well, not me, please. I'm not the right guy for this job. He contracts this leprosy, Mitzvah Kashaleg, being leprous, white as snow. Now, in other words, it looks like you're dead. Right? Pink cheeks, alive. White cheeks, dead. So, white skin, dead. pink skin, alive. All right. So, Moses challenges God and he gets this kind of leprosy. And Miriam and Aaron get this kind of, well, Miriam gets this leprosy when she challenges her brother. Now, it might seem unfair to you that Miriam ends up getting leprosy and Aaron doesn't. As a matter of fact, that might seem grossly unfair. So here's the reason why he doesn't get leprosy and Miriam does. The whole point of the Book of Numbers is to undergird Aaron's family's right to the high priesthood. And the one thing that will knock any priest right out of the box of being able to function as a priest is ritual impurity. So if the whole point of the narrative is to buttress Aaron's claim to the priesthood, they can't give him leprosy, because it would defeat the purpose of what they're trying to do. So that's why leprosy, Miriam gets leprosy and Aaron doesn't. Okay? Just thought I'd explain that. Okie doke. All right, here we go. Rabbi Yirmia, for Rabbi Chia, b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So, Rabbi Yirmia and Rabbi Chia say in the name of Reish Lakish, Rabbi Abahu, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And then we have two other guys, right, who are stating and teaching in Reish Lakish's name. Vayitmu yimei b'chi evel Moshe. And the days of weeping, mourning, Moses ended. Yimei shiv'ah. So what they're going to ask is, why do we have so many words here when it would seem as if you could do with fewer? So if there are words that appear to be superfluous, the sages make them mean something unique and thereby prove that they are not superfluous. So Yimei Shiv'ah. So the days refer to 7 days mourning. Bechi, the weeping, refers to 2 days of mourning. Evel, mourning, refers to the 30 days of mourning. Okay. And there's another explanation. Okay, the eat the machalfin. There are those who flip those references around. Yemei shnayim. Days refers to 2 days of mourning. Bechi shiva. So weeping refers to 7 days of mourning. Evel shloshim. And evel refers to 30 days of mourning. Okay. All right, so we have a little bit of a biblical proof text. You know, it's okay. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So, again, we have this teaching cited in the name of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yonah v'Rabbi Chiya b'Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And some people say it gets transmitted through some different ones, the different sages. Hafachti chagechem le'evel. I will turn your festivals into mourning. Whoosh! That's Amos 8:10. Ma yemei hachag shiva, af yemei hevel shiva. So just as the days of a festival are seven, so too should the days of mourning be seven. Okay. Amar Rabbi Amma the Rabbi Chiya Barba. Oh, so now Rabbi Ami says to Rabbi Chiya Barba, Oh ma yemei hachag shmona, af yemei ha'elel shmona. But wait a minute. When you have Sukkot, which is 7 days, and then you have Shmini Atzeret, which is 8 days, that would give you 8 days of mourning. Okay. Amar le, so he said to Rabbi Abba, Shemini regel bifnei atzmo. No. That Shemini Atzeret just happens to be the caboose on Sukkot, but it's actually its own separate holiday. And that's true. Oh, maha atzeret yom echad, acha evel yom echad. But you might say that atzeret, that would be Shavuot, is only 1 day, so we should only mourn for 1 day. All right. Amar le. So he said to Rav Ami, Mikan lishmona rechokahi. The comparison to Shavuot is that we learn that mourning that results from a delayed report lasts only a single day. Thus, the verse compares the mourning period to both types of festival, one lasting 7 days and one lasting a single day. Just remember what kind of world we're in then, right? A person could die, and you might not hear about it for months or years, okay? Okay. V'tanei k'tein, and this is what they taught. Shemua krova yesh la shiva ushloshim. So a current report of a death of a close relative carries with it a 7-day mourning period and a 30-day mourning period. Urechoka ein la shiva ushloshim. But a delayed report carries with it neither the 7-day nor the 30-day mourning period. All right, we'll pick up here tomorrow. Bye.